And what do you have to do to oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thresh it.
So you say that oats, what?
You thresh the oats and you have them. They're straight oats, no straw.
Uh-huh. Say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You could say we'll have to do it, or another way of saying that.
Would
you say you and I have to do it, or me and you have to do it?
I and you would have to do it.
Huh?
I and you would have to do it.
Okay. What if you're talking about another man and yourself? You say?
Me and so-and-so, whatever the man's name is, would have to do it.
And you say, he doesn't want just you or just me for that job. He wants, if he needs two people, you say, he wants
Mr. So-and-so and Mr. somebody else.
Or would you ever say he wants all two of us or both of us?
Both of us.
And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, and you know that they'll recognize your voice, you might answer, it's. If you know that they'll recognize your voice, you say, it's.
Mr. I guess he put you to.
Or would you say it's me, or it's I, or what would you say?
It's me.
And if I ask you, was that John at the door? You say, yes, that was
John.
Or if you don't call his name, you say, yeah, that was.
That was him.
And if it was a woman, you say that was
her.
And if it was two people, that
say,
was.
Say him and her.
Or that was, say them or they or.
Them.
And talk about how tall you are. You say, he's not as tall as.
He's not as tall as I am.
Or I'm not as tall.
As he is.
And he can do that better.
Do that better than I can.
And if you had been up to Arkansas and hadn't gone any more north than that, you'd say, Arkansas is what north I've ever been?
Little Rock.
Little Rock is what north I've ever been.
That's the furthest north I've ever been.
And if something belongs to me, you'd say it.
Who's? I'd say I own that.
Okay. And I might ask you, I'd say, this isn't mine. Is this?
Yours.
And if it belongs to both of us,
it's mine, yours, both.
Uh-huh. It's who's? It's I
and yours.
And if it belongs to them, it's.
It don't belong to us, it belongs to them.
So it's whose?
Yours.
Or to them.
To them.
It's that.
Well, theirs, say? It ain't mine.
Okay. And if it belongs to him, it's.
It's his, not yours.
And if it belongs to her, it's.
It's hers, not yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's.
Both of ours.
And if there was a group of people at your house and they were getting ready to leave, you'd say, well, I hope what come back again.
I hope y'all be coming back again.
Would you ever say y'all to just one person?
No, you say, I hope you're coming back again.
Say if there was a group at your house and you're asking them about their coats, you know, everybody's coats, you'd say, where are?
Where's all the coats at?
You ever say, where are y'all's coats or you all's coats?
I imagine I have.
How would you say that?
I said, where are y'all's coats at?
And if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to and later on you were asking about which people had gone, you might ask someone, was that the party?
I'd ask them, was that the party we were supposed to go to?
Would you ever say who all went or who?
I'd say, who all was there?
And if there was a group of children that obviously belonged to more than one family, you might ask about them.